When children and young people who self-harm leave hospital, they may receive ongoing care from a number of different individuals and services. Ongoing support is determined by their level of risk. This is established through a comprehensive assessment conducted by a qualified practitioner. This assessment is complex. The impact of each risk factor varies from person to person and can fluctuate depending on the mood and circumstances of a child or young person at any one time. Please click on the table below to explore indicators and services for each risk level.